chapter 78 to 81. These are the words of the letter which Baruch, son of Neriah, sent to the 9.5 tribes which were across the river, in which were written the following things.
This is what Baruch, son of Neriah, says to the brothers who were carried away into exile. Grace and peace be with you. I remember, my brothers, the love of Him who created us, who loved us from the beginning, and who never hated us, but, on the contrary, chastised us. And truly, I know, are we not all, the 12 tribes, bound by one exile, as we also descend from one father? Therefore, I have been the more diligent to leave you the words of this letter before I die, so that you may be comforted with regard to the evils which have befallen you, and so that all of you may also be grieved with regard to the evils which have befallen your brothers. And then further, so that you may realize that His decreed judgment against you to be carried away into exile is a righteous judgment. For what you have suffered is disproportioned to what you have done, in order that you may be found worthy of your fathers in the last times. Therefore, if you deem that what you have now suffered is for your good, in order that you may not be condemned at the end and be tormented, then you shall receive everlasting hope. And if, above all, you purge your hearts from the idle error for which you went away from here. For if you do these things, He shall continually remember you. He is the one who, on our behalf, always promised to those who were more excellent than ourselves that He will never forget or forsake our seed. But with much mercy, He will reassemble all those who were dispersed. Therefore, my brothers, learn first what befell Zion, that is, how Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, came up against us. For we have sinned against Him who created us, and have not observed the commandments that He commanded us to keep. And yet, He has not chastised us as we deserved. For what befell you, we also suffer. Even more, for it befell us as well. And now, my brothers, when the enemies had surrounded the city, angels were sent from the Most High, and they demolished the fortification of the strong wall, and He destroyed the solid iron corners which could not be dislodged. Nevertheless, they hid the holy vessels, lest they be polluted by the enemies. And when they had done these things, they immediately left the following to the enemies: the demolished wall, and the plundered house, and the burned temple, and the people who were overcome because they were delivered up, lest the enemy should boast and say, "We have overcome to such an extent that we have even destroyed the house of the Most High." They have also bound your brothers and carried them away to Babel, and have caused them to live there. And we have been left here with very few. This is the tribulation about which I write to you. For truly I know that the inhabitants of Zion were a consolation to you. As long as you knew that they were prosperous, this was more important than the tribulation you endured being separated from them. But also hear the word of consolation. For I was mourning over Zion, and I asked for mercy from the Most High, and said, "Will these things continue for us until the end, And will these evils befall us always? And the Mighty One acted according to the multitude of His graces. And the Most High acted according to the magnitude of His mercy. And He revealed a word to me, so that I might be comforted. And He showed me visions, so that I might never again be anguished. And He made known to me the mysteries of the times, and showed me the coming of the seasons.